You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California's trucking industry is undergoing big changes under the Trump administration. Last year, an executive order from President Trump created new regulations for certain immigrants who operate large vehicles. In reporting from our partners at CalMatters, in response to the threat of withholding federal highway funding, California's DMV rescinded commercial licenses for thousands of drivers, a number that could grow in the tens of thousands in the coming years. Roughly a third of the state's commercial drivers are believed to be Sikh, members of a religious minority from India. Gagandeep Singh is an investigative journalist based here in Sacramento and shares his reporting on the Sikh trucking community in the Sacramento and Central Valley. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Vicky, for this opportunity.
Yeah, so what started this reporting for you?
I have been following these developments related to the trucking industry from last 1 year. There was an executive order by the Trump administration to introduce an English proficiency requirement for the Sikh truckers. And I did report on that later the Sikh temples in Stockton and Fresno offering free classes to these truckers to comply with the rules. But in August, everything changed after a crash in Florida by an undocumented Sikh driver named Harjinder Singh. He made a wrong U-turn, a result of which three people got killed in that unfortunate accident, which changed this entire, circumstances and totally changed how the Sikh driver should have looked at. And then subsequently, Trump administration launched a nationwide audit of commercial driving licenses of the non-domicile drivers. And in California, they found 17,000 initially driving licenses issued unlawfully. In my report, I try to take a deep dive into the impact of these decisions, especially on the economic aspects, not only on these drivers, but on the truck company owners in the U.S. and California who are U.S. citizens and who voted for Trump.
Mm, right. So you mentioned non-domiciled driver. What is that type of license? What are the requirements for that type of license?
You know, non-domiciled drivers are, who are not U.S. citizen and permanent residents. So come under the category of non-domicile drivers. Many of these cases are non-domicile are political asylum seekers, and they have valid work authorization when they were issued licenses by California. Department of Transportation claimed that their driving license has been issued beyond the date of the expiration of their work authorization. That's the primary error they found flagged in this process.
Okay, so of course they were allowed to have these licenses. I mean, we're talking about immigrants like refugees, asylum seekers, as you mentioned, DACA recipients. But according to the Department of Transportation, this federal entity, they're arguing that the 17,000 licenses that the California DMV rescinded went beyond the expiration date.
Absolutely.
Okay. When it comes to the Sikh community, I mean, the fact that roughly a third of California's commercial drivers are from this community, what draws them to this profession? That seems like a pretty big footprint.
Yes, it's very interesting. Like, Sikhs have a long history in the transportation industry. Within community, the trucking is considered a source of pride. Not only in the United States, but in India also, where Sikhs dominated the transportation sector and still have a significant presence across the country. In Canada, they have been leading this industry on East and West Coast also, and they have been, expanding their footprints in Oceania. And they have a, deep love with driving, and not only in trucking, but in New York, you will find many Sikh taxi drivers, and same in London, everywhere, in the metro cities in India. Even the Punjabi music often portrays these drivers or truckers as a symbol of strength and resilience. These professions offers a level of autonomy and economic stability, which draws them to this profession, especially to those folks who born and brought up in India, then migrated to Western countries. So most of them are from these, category.
Yeah. And California is home to a very large Sikh population. I think among the largest diasporas outside of the Punjab region in, yep. in India. You looked into the impact. You actually talked to Sikh truckers who own companies yep. about the impact of having these licenses rescinded. We're going to listen to some of the interviews that you shared with us. First, let's start with Bikramjit Singh Gill. Who is he?
Bikramjit Singh Gill, you know, is one of the partners at Gilson Trucking based in Stockton. He runs the firm with his partner, Harsimran Singh, and he's claimed that he has been facing, you know, serious financial losses from last 4 months after their 35 drivers lost their job.
Mm. Let's take a listen to part of what he told you.
Sure.
Now you are a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I'm a U.S. citizen.
So, see, a trucking company started?
2010.
With how many trucks?
With one truck.
Now how many you have trucks?
We have 200.
When this decision came of cancellation of non-domicile mm-hmm. license, how does it immediately affect your...
Our revenue down 60%.
Okay.
And almost 60% of our fleet parked, more than 100 trucks parked in October.
In October.
In October, right.
Okay, so he started in 2010 with one truck. His business has since grown to 200, and now his revenue is down 60%. I mean, how much of a drop is 60% in revenue? It sounds significant.
Absolutely. You know, Gil claimed that he lost nearly $2 million in last 4 months and is paying $200,000 every month to banks insurance for his 35 trucks, which stands idle in his yard.
Mm. For the roughly 17,000 drivers who had their licenses revoked, how are they faring? I mean, obviously, this is a drop in income. What options do they have to earn a living? What options are they weighing moving forward?
But my reporting, you know, a truck driver, especially that these drivers are more involved into the long haul trucking. They earn up to $8,000 per month. They are not sure like they were able to earn that much of money in other profession. Like they are basically, you know, turning to the gig jobs, Uber, Lyft and DoorDash. They have, you know, fixed expenses. They have, you know, houses, they have families, their mortgages, car payments, other family expenses that they have fixed on their based current income. That now they don't have a, you know, how will they manage those expenses if their license are revoked. This is a major impact on their life, and many of them have already surrendered their licenses and their lives have been completely shattered.
And that impact has ripple effects across the broader economy in your reporting. I mean, you also spoke with Tejinder Singh Mehta. He talks about those ripple effects going beyond the initial 17,000 drivers yes. who had their licenses canceled. Let's take a listen.
You see, to me, it's not 17,000. For each driver, you have a dispatcher, you have a broker, you have somebody working in the farm to produce product, and then you got the cold storage where the product is stored and packed, and then you have the local drivers also who carry the product from the farm side to the main warehousing and main cold storages. And then on the top of it, you know, you have got financial system also, which is helping that. So for each driver, there are 10 people who are going to be affected. It's not 17,000. It's just, I think, about 200,000 people are going to be affected in the Central Valley alone.
Yeah, and those potentially 200,000 people going off of what Tejinder was saying. I mean, they go shopping, they have Definitely. Homes, they pay for housing. Yeah. So what did you learn about the broader impacts to the economy potentially?
You know, like, as I mentioned earlier, like, now if they were, you know, kept out of the roads, you know, they are more into turning up to the gig jobs, Uber and Lyft. Eventually, it will, you know, disturb the existing market also. So that's going to have a ripple effect on the economy. So whether they're going to afford, like, I spoke with many truckers, especially these non-domicile drivers now, they said that they are worried how they're going to, you know, manage those expenses, like especially whether they're going to pay the mortgages, other expenses. That's a serious question for them, for their livelihoods. And they were just hoping that California should take a strong stance and, you know, so that they can give them extension or continuity to keep their licenses.
How has the California DMV responded? I mean, California often pushes back against Trump administration policies. Why did they comply this time?
You know, many of these Sikh drivers and the company owners with whom I spoke with, they are a bit disappointed with California's stance so far. And they have been saying that California should take a strong stance in front of Trump administration decision. Although California has given the extension of earlier 60 days, now they have almost 120 days so far. But they are like expecting that California should, you know, take a strong stance and don't bend down before the Trump administration's pressure. On the other side, as we know that Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is adamant, and they have been pushing California to revoke these licenses immediately. Otherwise, they're going to withheld $160 million federal funding.
Hmm. Well, in your reporting, the license revocation is just the latest hurdle for the trucking industry in recent years. I'm going to bring in Tejinder Singh Mehta again, who owns a trucking company.
The trucking industry is struggling as it is for the last 2 years. It's not doing good at all because of the tariff situation, because of tariff has also affected us.
Okay.
And also because of the demand has slowed down, the freight is totally not, freight market has totally shrunk. So we were struggling to stay in business for the last 2 years. And suddenly this problem and this situation has come thrust upon us, so that has created more problems. So what we want is, we want some kind of a respite.
Okay, so he wants respite. What is he talking about? What would he like in response?
Basically, there are different perspectives of the respite, especially he's referring to the, about the availability of the drivers. There are multiple perspectives to this. Like, some say that there is a ample number of drivers are available. Some say, there is a shortage of drivers. Some say the Mehta is, the issue which Mehta underlined is of the train truck drivers. He said that they mainly deals with the temperature sensitive goods across the country. So they need a train driver who can haul these goods, not in, like,
these are perishables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So not gonna, these ordinary drivers. Like, he said, the sudden imposition of this decision is, against it's not good. Like, he wants at least 6 months so that they can adjust to the new rules. Otherwise, he was, advocate that California should extend these licenses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Gagandeep Singh, an investigative journalist based in Sacramento, about his reporting on the Sikh community, the trucking community in particular, in the Sacramento and Central Valley. You also looked into the politics and political undertones. So politically, how would you describe the Sikh community, particularly those in the trucking industry?
This is quite interesting, the Sikh communities, particularly those in the trucking industry, did vote for President Trump in the last election. And they had high hopes from him that there would be a boom in the economy, as well as they saw the financial gains during his previous term, which is why they voted for him this time as well. As we know that, many truckers expressed that the trucking industry in California is witnessing slowdown from last 3 years, especially after the COVID. So now there is a sense of betrayal emerging among these truckers, especially from the DC. Now the Sikh community is on the crossroad. Like, they voted for Trump. On the other side, there is a Democrats. They're, expecting relief from the Democrat, California. So they are on the crossroads.
We're going to expand upon this a little bit with some of the interviews that you gathered. I mean, Tejinder Singh Mehta, who we've heard from multiple times in this segment, I mean, he talked to you about being a Trump supporter, being a Republican, and voting for him in 2024.
We don't have anything wrong. We still like Trump. Only thing is, he has broadened his vision. And go deep. We gave them, I gave him vote. My family, whole family is
for
Trump. I'm a Republican, basically.
Okay.
By heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but we want somebody who understands things in details and who really cares for the economy and industry. Not only our industry, but the whole industry as a whole.
And you also spoke with Nandeep Singh. Yep. Nandeep is the executive director of the Jakara Movement, that is a California-based Sikh advocacy organization about voting behaviors.
I think in 2024, there was a movement largely amongst, in California, amongst all immigrant groups, especially men, towards Trump. And their hopes were, many saw that he played a businessman on television, and hence would they believed he would be a good businessman.
Did you get a sense of how truckers who supported President Trump, how they feel today following these dramatic changes to the industry? I mean, one of the trucking companies said they had a 60% drop in revenue. That's a big hit to their livelihoods. Do they still support him, or is it more complicated than that?
It's more complicated. Yeah. So, you know, many of them, they, as we mentioned, that they have supported him. Now, you know, as I mentioned, that they are on the crossroads. So they're not going to open, say it publicly that they were supported, and now there is a sense of betrayal also. But, you know, this for these Sikh drivers, like there has been fear, and this immigration crackdown is also crippling the industry, especially by the detention by the ICE. And moreover, there is a, you know, visible evidence also, like if you travel on Highway 99 a few months ago, you know, you will spot the images of Sikh iconography on the trailers, trucks, the images of Sikh warriors, singers, as well as religious symbols. Now those markers of the identity have now largely been removed, especially if it happens after these two tragic incidents. One is in Florida, another one is in Ontario. Now every, you know, driver don't want to be in the limelight, and you know, sometimes you know, actions of an individual may cost the entire community, especially the Sikhs who have a distinct appearance. They wear turban, so they can be easily spotted, and no one want to be in the limelight as of now, as you know, they are, you know, fear of xenophobia and racial profiling.
Well, let's bring in Nandeep Singh again, because he expands upon what you're just laying out, the concerns that he's hearing from the Sikh community.
Sure.
I have anecdotally heard it has had a huge increase. Many have shared with me how they are planning to leave the trucking business, especially those that even may be domiciled, who have permanent residence or even citizens, because they don't believe it's them or their family members worry about their safety when they're outside the house. They always had a worry, but the rhetoric coming out of Washington, D.C. has made family members even more worried about their safety and livelihood. We have yet to see Governor Newsom take a proactive role in supporting immigrant truck drivers in California, and unfortunately Governor Newsom has done little to engage with the Sikh community over the years.
You know, before we wrap up this conversation, what has Governor Newsom's office said? I mean, he is often a vocal critic of President Trump. Has he weighed in on this issue?
I did reach out to Governor Newsom's office, but they didn't respond to my request. So even there are a couple of tweets from his office, but there is no, you know, any strong stance or clear-cut stance by the Governor Newsom so far on these topics. Even the Department of Motor Vehicle said that in a statement that state is ready to, you know, begin issuing the corrected license to the eligible non-domicile drivers, but ultimately buck stops at the Trump administration, because they have to give a clearance to the state to take that step. And they are hopeful that you know, federal government will do a right thing and allow California to reissue these commercial driver license from. That's the sole statement I have got from, you know, DMB, not from the Governor Newsom's office. Even I did reach out to Secretary Sean Duffy's office, as I wanted to include their insight on the concerns and the issues raised by the trucker industry and the drivers. But they also didn't respond and referred to their previous press releases.
Gagandeep, thank you so much for doing this deep dive and sharing your reporting with us.
Thanks so much, Vicky, for this opportunity.
Gagandeep Singh is an investigative journalist based here in Sacramento, and he's discussing his reporting on the Sikh trucking community in the Sacramento and Central Valley. His reporting was published in CalMatters. Still ahead, last year, the Sacramento Zoo decided to stay in their historic land park location, foregoing plans to build a new zoo in Elk Grove. The nearly 100-year-old organization is entering a new chapter under new leadership. The new CEO joins us to talk about his vision for the future of the Sac Zoo. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.